The following is a paid program. The information you're going to hear and the questions you might hear answered are not necessarily those of the radio station or the radio station management or its advertisers. It's the information I'm supplying you. I'm Bob Parker, the guy that sponsors this program. If you want more information about this program other than what you hear, and you can go to bobparkerhealth.com and hear it again, or call 833-710-4797. Thank you, and listen to this station every week for this great show. Hello, it's me again. This is Bob Parker. This is the third year I'm in doing this radio show. I started out this radio program just in Northeast Pennsylvania, but now I'm in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. So it's an awesome privilege to talk to you once a week. And I talk about health insurance. Oh my Lord, health insurance. What is that going to be exciting? I think you'll find it to be. Anyway, I also talk about Medicare insurance. And actually, we are now in the very first week, going into the second week of the annual enrollment period for Medicare. You must, if you watch television, you see 1,000 commercials. And if you're on a Medicare enrollee or some starting 65, you get 100 phone calls and 1 million pieces of literature saying how wonderful the plan is that they're promoting and how wonderful the company is that they're trying to promote from. Because the awesome thing about Medicare enrollees is they tend to stay on a very long time once they get enrolled compared to people that are less than 65 years old or not on Medicare. So there's a lot of competition here. Now, I started this radio program because I wanted to get some educational points apart for those that hate salespeople. That Bob Parker, he's just a terrible salesman. He just wants to get my bucks. But how do you say that? Because a lot of the enrollees I enroll for Medicare pay no premium. Actually, a lot of people that are less than 65 pay no premium, or very little, because I'm also an agent for the penny marketplace and the federal marketplace. Anyway, I'm going to give you a little short history of how I got into health insurance business in the first place. When I was a young man, I've been in this health insurance industry over 30 years. I have a couple of people that tell me, oh, you shouldn't talk about your age all the time. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm 75 years young. And 33 years ago, I finally got involved in the health insurance industry. When I was 18, though, I was working at a factory in Cheswold, Delaware, down there in Joe Biden territory. That was when he was poor also. And I was making $1 an hour in 1967. I think that minimum wage went up that year to $1.40. That was a massive increase, actually. Maybe $1.25. I don't have to look that one up. And I saw an ad in the newspaper, something in the internet, anything. The internet was something out of a comic book. The only thing that was close to this was from Dick Tracy. That was a television, not television, but a newspaper cartoon, which was a detective. And they had smartwatches long before the first smartwatch ever came out. So I saw the ad, the paper said, make $3 to $4 an hour. Well, if the minimum wage was $1 or $1.40 an hour, depending on what it was that year, that means that's like $30 or $40 an hour in today's world. So I became what was called a Fuller Brush man. There was no Walmarts in those days. There was no Amazon in those days. The stores you went to were W.T. Grant's or Woolworths, and they were much smaller than the average department store in today's world. So I actually knocked on an house, by the way, also housewives used to be home. So when they were home, we could actually do some amazing things as far as I could show them how to clean things. And I was taught how to clean things, and we had a very superior broom and mop set compared to what you could buy at a store. So that's what I did. I knocked door to door and I learned how to talk to people. And that's what I've been doing now for since I was in my 20s. So if you add that up, that makes me actually before my 20s, that makes me over 50 years as a quote salesman. Those terrible salesmen, I just want to rip you off. Well, I don't do that. I'm old enough to retire, but I don't want to retire, and I'm not going to retire until the Lord says, thou shall not stop talking. So I still sell health insurance for 3 decades. Plus, when I started in the business, I worked for a company called Combined Insurance, and I used to collect cash and checks from customers in South Philly, Wilmington, Delaware, and Chester, Pennsylvania. And sometimes they take me down to Lower Slower, Delaware, also called Kent and Sussex County. But many times management my local management were not showing up for sales meetings, which kind of got me a little angry from time to time because I didn't get paid until I turned that cash in. They don't take the money out of the cash, but they send it in and I got paid based on what was turned in. So I ended up becoming an independent agent for a while. And I did a pretty well, good job, not a great job, but I was making a living. And I did a few other things also for this on the side, including pest control, believe it or not. That was in my early 20s also. So moving forward here, then Obamacare hit. Oh, my Lord. When Mr. Obama came into this situation and said, everyone's going to save money, $2,500 or $2,000, whatever it was a year. And I remember going to a meeting when I had a chart. I still have the chart in my office in Wilkes-Barre. And it says, shows, I had this chart. I went to a meeting with about 35 business people in Stroudsburg. And I said, what's going to happen now that the government's gotten involved and this is the prices are going to go through the roof? And I got this guy telling me, you're just a Republican. I was actually a registered Democrat at the time. I'm now a independent. I call myself a Republicrat. But the truth is, what I said was that the prices will go through the roof. Well, a 64-year-old example in those days without government help, okay, cost about $105 or $106 bucks a month for the minimum, the high deductible plans, and about $220 bucks a month. I'm going to give me one age group. I can give you a whole lot of age groups, but for the lower deductible plans. But about 8% of the people couldn't get policies in those days. And that's why that's the thing that Obama pushed for was the fact that a pretty large percentage, 8% is a pretty high population of the public were unable to get coverage and they had to go to other places. So what we try to do here is get into a situation from Obamacare where everyone was able to get insurance. So what happens in this in that regard also is the fact that the prices went through the roof because you also have a whole lot of additional benefits you didn't used to have. As an example, when I first started in the business selling major medical coverage, if I was talking to a young woman in her 20s or 30s, I'd ask if she was pregnant because she was pregnant. I couldn't insure her. And I also told her she couldn't have a baby for 10 months if you wanted the insurance company to pay for it. Physicals didn't used to, weren't, right now, since the Affordable Care Act, but that's just one example, pregnancy, but anybody that had any major illness, they had to go to a state program, which they had available in those days, and the Republican parties talked about restarting those kind of programs, but so the general population doesn't have to pay all the extra bills for the people that have major medical challenges. Whether or not that's going to happen, I can't tell you. I'm not a politician. I got involved in politics when I was younger, but that was when I was young and stupid. After my third politician I helped got in deep, 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 deep trouble, I got out of politics. So moving ahead here, what I found in general was that life can happen with health insurance if you really get to know the people and help them solve their problems. And that's what I try to do with every customer. And you can call yourself a customer if you want, even if you're paying nothing. And my goal is not just to write you up on a policy, but also to help you make sure that you don't end up in a situation like I was. And when I was a young man, this is something else somebody else told me. Don't talk about this all the time. Well, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was a very successful toilet paper salesman. And I make the joke and say that was a crappy business. Well, that particular business I was in was an excellent business because it was those giant rolls of toilet paper you see in commercial bathrooms. And I was in excellent physical shape in those days, but I contracted a virus, ended up in a hospital for 6 weeks, and I went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce in a year and a half. And that's finally when I had no one to report to. And when I was 18, I told my dad I wanted to be an insurance agent, and he said, terrible job, don't want to do that. And then when I was 22, I told my wife I wanted to do that. She said, terrible job, you don't want to do that. So 42 years old, I finally became an insurance agent. And that was 33 years ago. So moving forward on this whole thing, Medicare open enrollment is here now. And we're going to talk about Medicare in particular today, almost always Medicare. And that's because Medicare is very complicated. If you're a young person and haven't gotten on Medicare, it might be worth listening to this because it's totally different than regular health insurance. When you turn 65, you qualify if you've been working at least 40 quarters. That's a quarter of a year. In other words, 10 years. You qualify for Medicare Part A, paid for, because you paid for it during those 40 quarters. And you have to pay for Medicare Part B. Medicare Part A is hospitalization. Medicare Part B is outpatient services. So that's how you qualify. The other way you qualify is if you go on Social Security disability. So something happens, you have an accident at work, you get really ill and you can't work anymore. There's a thousand reasons to get on disability. And after 2 years on Social Security disability, you qualify, even if you're 25, for Medicare. Now, if that's the situation, your income is low, there's other things you qualify also to help pay for that Medicare. Because Medicare Part A right now is free, as I mentioned, but Medicare Part B, if you make less than about $110,000 a year as a single person, I'm not going to get into quoting all these prices, but it costs $174.70 per month. And that's all you get charged if you have original Medicare. So the disadvantage of original Medicare is that you don't have any supplement or an advantage plan. What happens is you end up having to pay an arm and a leg. No, man, just an arm. $1,600+ per hospital stay, and you pay 20% of your outpatient services. Well, 20% from outpatient services can be quite a bundle. So what you have to do, you have to get a choice. You have to go choose either a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement plan. The supplement plan is also called a Medigap plan. So if you hear me wheezing, it's because when I was a child, I was asthmatic, and I'm still slightly asthmatic. I was at the doctor this week, and of course, I got tested, and he didn't hear any wheezing at all. But every once in a while, I do a little wheezing here. So jumping ahead here, Medicare supplement plans, there's hundreds of companies that offer supplement plans, and they're all identical. The only difference is the price. The government set up the specifications for supplement plans. You have Medicare, remember your card, Part A and Part B, but you have Medicare Plan A, B, C, D, F, G, K, L, M, and N. Now, I'm only going to talk about two plans. Medicare, if you're new to Medicare, you qualify for a G plan. If you're older, you qualify for an F plan. The F plan pays 100% of your bills. A G plan only pays 100% of bills minus the first $260 for 2024. So the disadvantage of, well, the advantage is you pay a premium. You also have to have a separate drug plan. If you don't get a drug plan or a qualified drug plan that's equivalent to what the government offers, when you finally do get a drug plan through Medicare, they're going to fine you for the rest of your life. And it could be just $1.50 a week, or a month, or could be many, many more dollars. There's ways of appealing that. This is our government and their eminent wisdom. So a supplement plan, that's pretty cool. You pay a premium, you go to the doctor, you pay nothing. You go to the hospital, you pay nothing. Get a blood test, you pay nothing. But the disadvantage of supplement plans is the prices go up for the rest of your life. I mean, in the older you get, the prices can be quite extravagant. My brother is 3 years older than I am, and he was up to over $400 a month when he finally threw up his hands and said, I can't do it anymore. So we're getting to plan now. By the way, three or four times per show, I'm going to give you a commercial from me, because I am a health insurance agent with a company called Health Markets Insurance Agency. We're the largest brokerage in the country, and you can call me toll free anywhere in Pennsylvania, and I can tell you answers to your Medicare questions, and I don't charge you a nickel. At 833-710-4797. That's 833-710-4797. Or you can go to Bob Parker Health, BobParkerHealth.com, and you can push a button there and put your information in asking for a telephone or a live appointment. No matter where you are in Pennsylvania or Ohio or New Jersey or Delaware, I can come see you if I have time to get on that calendar. If not, I can do it by Zoom call, or I can get another agent to show up to talk to you. We have a lot of agents in the region, and they'd be happy. You know, you're much better off and much safer as far as your Medicare plans go, and for that matter, pre-65 plans, if you talk to a local agent that you know who he is and where he lives and how to get a hold of him. Now, if you're on Medicare, you get phone calls from all over the country because these people call you on the phone and say, "Hey, Mr. Jones, this is Ben. How are you doing today?" This is a good example of a telephone call from an agent trying to rip you off. "Are you getting the maximum benefits you can get for your Medicare? Did you know you can get food and you can get your power bills paid?" It really depends. Those things, you commercials you see on that, it really depends on your zip code. So whenever you hear these guys on the telephone telling you an arm, you know, how wonderful this special plan is that they're offering, they might not be giving you the truth. Frequently, they aren't. I'll be adding into this on a regular basis examples of people that I've helped. And I had one lady, gentleman recently, who listened to that telephone call and got a plan where he couldn't go to any of his regular doctors. How about that one? So call me at 833-710-4797. 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com. Let's go back to talking about Medicare some more. So, as I said, you have a choice of a Medigap plan, which goes up the rest of your life. My brother's price got up to over $400 plus the government costs. And he finally listened to me, and he got a United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plan. He lives in Delaware, which he paid zero for, is zero premium, okay? And if you have questions about that, just call me on the phone. I'll explain why. I try to jump into that off and on throughout this show. But anyway, he has Parkinson's disease, and they have an operation for that Parkinson's disease now. And he went to Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia and got an operation done. And it cost him, with this Medicare Advantage plan, he doesn't pay for it. The government pays for it for him. And this is not charity. This is the way Medicare Advantage plans work. They have either no premium or very low premiums, extremely low. What happens is the plans work very effectively. However, in his case, he was in the hospital for a week in Philadelphia, and his wife's medical bill, hotel bill, was like three times the size of his medical bill. So, and that's pretty awesome if you think about that. He's got a wonderful wife who really takes care of him, and he's got more than his share of challenges to live with health-wise. So what we try to do here is talk about these Medicare plans and help you get into a plan that's going to match your needs. This is critical. Now, that's a man who changed from a supplement to an Advantage plan, and I have that happen all the time. Now, once in a while, I get people that change from a supplement to Advantage and back to a supplement plan. There's a lot of lying that goes on about Advantage plans, because if you think about this, you have a couple hundred companies that sell Medicare supplement plans, and only about anywhere from 6 to 10, depending on your zip code, companies that sell Advantage plans. So what do you think those companies that sell supplement plans say about Advantage plans? "Oh, they're terrible. You're going to get around. They're rotten. They're terrible. They're horrendous." And that's what you'll hear on the phone if they only sell supplement plans, or if you have somebody that's had problems with an Advantage plan. So the truth is, the government has put together all kinds of awesome ways to take care of challenges in Advantage plans. For instance, I've heard people say, "Well, my best friend needed physical therapy and the insurance company denied him." And I asked the question, I says, "Okay, did you appeal that?" "What do you mean appeal it?" Well, you see, this is what's unique about Advantage plans. They get a bad rift because somebody is making $15 an hour, gets a request for physical therapy or something like that. And they've had a bad time the night before with their husband or wife, or their car broke down, or the water heater squirted water all over their house, whatever, and they turn it down. When you feel the government's put together appeal processes for Advantage plans, if someone gets billed incorrectly or can't get services correctly, and it's a multi-part appeal process. So you have the first level of appeal, they have to answer quickly, and if they don't answer quickly, you can go to a second level appeal all the way up in case it gets that bad. I've never had it go this bad, but you can get an appeal in front of an actual judge. who will make a decision on the thing. And that's all put together if you know how to use the system. And that's the advantage of using a health markets agent, because myself or my wife's also an agent, we know how to follow these programs. And we have to train every blessed year to make sure we know, you know, what the newest rules are. And these rules change all the time. I go through an average, this is an average of about 100 hours of training every blessed year, because I have to be licensed with each and every company I promote. And I promote plans from United Healthcare, that's the largest health insurance company in America. Aetna, I promote plans for, now that's part of CVS Health. Aetna's owned by CVS now, they merged several years ago. And it's an excellent company. Also Cigna, Humana, Geisinger Health Plan in Pennsylvania, WellCare out of Florida. Did I say Humana? I don't remember if I said Humana at all. Anyway, so I represent quite a few companies that have Advantage plans. In every zip code, things are different. This year, our fine government, their eminent wisdom, God bless them, everyone, has decided that we need to change how much money the insurance companies get. So they've cut down the amount of money available for insurance companies to take care of Advantage plans. So a whole lot of companies have had to leave areas completely or cut back substantially. Instead of offering 6 or 8 or 10 plans, they might offer 2 or 3 plans. Or one area I've got in Pennsylvania knocked down to 1 plan. And that's in 1939, Social Security first started. And the one party in our government here, in our country, swore the other country, other politicians were going to take all the money away from you for Social Security. They've sworn it since 1939. And then in 1965, President Johnson started the Medicare program and swore the other party was going to take that away from you if they could and when they could, because they were going to do it for sure. And then we had Obamacare under President Obama, also known as the Affordable Care Act. And more recently, under President Biden, he extended the levels of Obamacare substantially. So you get a lot more money now for your health insurance than you used to. And the other party who's always been attacked is ones who want to change everything and take all your benefits away from you. Well, guess who took the benefits away from Medicare Advantage this year? It was the party who swore the other guy was going to do it first. But they took a lot of substantial benefits away, but they added some additional benefits too. So when you want to yell at the insurance companies, because those blah, 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 insurance companies are terrible, right? The government runs a whole lot of this stuff. And without the government approval, you don't get anything done. So don't yell at the insurance companies. They know what they're doing. They really do. I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's the case. You have a choice for Medicare of supplement or Advantage companies. Now, when I first got involved in Medicare, all I had, I sold just supplement plans. And when I started with Medicare 11 years ago now, I had a desire to move into just supplement plans because that's the only thing I really knew, and drug plans, which were very cheap in those days. So, but I started adding it up, and I've been blessed, and I thank the Lord every day for that. And if you also find out as you go along here, listen to my show regularly, I'm very much into my faith, and I believe in Jesus Christ, who's the Son of God, and he died for our sins, and all those kind of things, and I'll talk about that from time to time. But I ended up getting involved with health insurance and started figuring out I was paying about $500 per doctor visit, because I don't see the doctor more than 2 or 3 times a year. And that is a bit of a challenge, you know, $500 or $600. It's not that the doctor charged me that much, but that's how much I was paying when I started adding the premiums in and dividing it by the number of doctor visits. So I eventually changed to my wife we're in our 22nd year, turned 65, and her name is Margie, and she picked up an Advantage plan from Geisinger Health Plan, and she was extremely happy with it. She also used something called Geisinger 65 Forward. I'll talk about that from time to time. In fact, I'll have an interview of a doctor from 65 Forward in a couple of weeks. What happens, I had another company, and they got in trouble with a local hospital group and weren't paying their bills very well, and they had a lot of bad press, and I figured, well, I might be an agent, but I don't have any power with these insurance companies. If they decide to not pay my bills, it's going to be great. So I changed the Geisinger also, and I've been very happy with them. until this year. I'll explain more of that in the future. But what happens in these plans is you pay no premium. Or with all these changes this year, a number of companies have come up with a slight premium. So I'm looking seriously at a plan from Highmark Blue Cross that costs $7 a month. $7, how can that be, you say? Well, the government pays about $1,100 or more per month per person on Medicare. You're just supplementing for $7. Now, remember what I told you about the supplement plans. They pay all the bills for a G plan if you're new into Medicare, except the first $260 in 2024. but with this Advantage plan, you pay no premium, but there's no deductible. But there are copayments. You know, if you're on a group plan right now or on the Penny Marketplace or the Federal Marketplace or the Jersey Marketplace or the Maryland Marketplace or the West Virginia, that's a Federal Marketplace, I'm sorry, you might have a deductible. And a deductible, you pay not the retail price, but the network price until you get to the deductible. And then it has something called co-insurance. This is for pre-65ers. I'm trying to compare this to Medicare in just a minute. The pre-65ers then, if it's a bronze plan, it's usually a 50-50 or 60-40 plan. That means they pay 50%, you pay 50%, or they pay 60%, you pay 40%. Then there's silver plans. Now, in some states, silver plans are really the way the government originally set them up. In the meantime, in most areas of Pennsylvania, the companies have messed up the silver program, and the gold plans are actually cheaper than the silver plans. But the silver plans are really made for people that are just above poverty and knocked off of Medicaid, which is a totally free program for people that are really economically challenged. So the silver plans in some states are properly priced, but in Pennsylvania, in most areas of Pennsylvania, they're more expensive than the gold plans. So you have a choice of bronze, silver, gold, or platinum. Now, you can't get platinum in a lot of areas of Pennsylvania. Platinum is usually only available in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. So I think in the 12 or 13 years now, the Obamacare programs have been in effect, also the Affordable Care Act. I think I've written 3 platinum plans. Almost everybody, probably a majority of my people I enroll get a bronze plan with a high deductible, and I get a supplement to add on top of that. A supplement for the Advantage plan, not a conventional supplement plan like we talked about earlier. So you have that choice. Now, a whole lot of people, more people are going to Advantage plans now than supplement plans because there's no premium. You just have low copayments. But it's important, I mentioned a minute ago, if you're pre-65 or on a group plan or on a penny marketplace on your own, you have to pay until you get the deductible. But with Medicare Advantage plans, there's no deductible 99% of the time. There are some plans that have deductibles this coming year. But reality is what you have to calculate here is what's the worst case scenario medically? What's going to cost you if something goes wrong with you? If you have a heart attack, cancer, stroke, or like my current wife who got here from Canada and picked up a franchise and had 9 employees painting houses, and then she fell and broke both of her heels. What's it going to cost if something like that happens? She was in a hospital for Geisinger Danville Hospital for 3 weeks and a wheelchair for about 6 months. And we had this is pre-Obamacare, we had a $20,000 deductible. But luckily we had a supplemental plan that paid the difference. It paid us beyond that $20,000, and I had to learn how to sell a lot more insurance a lot faster. My wife was a house painter. She's now an insurance agent. And she was and by the way, I do not paint. So I did not paint for her. A couple times she asked me to grab a paintbrush and try to do something. And I screwed it up so bad that she said, thank you, Bob. I love you a whole lot. But how about if you just not try to paint, just do my payroll for me and help me with a quote once in a while, and I'll take care of the rest. Because she was bringing in 25 times more money than I was bringing in. But you fall and end up in the hospital for 3 weeks, and I could not take over her business. I spent one day in the construction industry my whole life. When I was 18 or maybe 17, I worked for my brother who was in construction his whole life, and that was all I could take. So I've been a salesman forever is the best way to say it. So if you get an Advantage plan, the price that you're in, when you're brand new in Advantage plans, you're in what's called the initial enrollment period, IEP. and there's a slight variation of the initial enrollment period. Let's say you're with a group plan and you turn 65 and you go ahead and get your Part A of Medicare, but you stay on your group plan from your work. You can do that. It doesn't cost you a nickel, and you're better off that way than without having it at all. And then you decide, well, it's time for me to retire, or I'm going to go to Florida or Delaware or California. I can't imagine anybody wanting to go to California, but Louisiana or somewhere where I can retire and relax for my retirement years. Well, my retirement years, I'm going to keep working, but that's a different story. You know, what you have to consider here is how much protection do you need? An Advantage plan, the competition say, well, look at those plans. They have an out-of-pocket maximum of $8,000 or $9,000. It's terrible. You know, what are you going to do? You got an extra 10 grand? That's what the salesmen sell you when they're only promoting supplement plans. Well, what's the worst-case scenario? You end up in the hospital, right? Well, most of the plans I promote have a single price to go in the hospital per stay. Now, I know I'm repeating myself in some cases, but I'm going backwards here. A per-stay hospital, if you only have original Medicare and a drug plan, you have to pay $1,600. But most of the plans, the plan I promoted most with Geisinger last year, I think it was $375. The plan that a lot of people seem to like this year is from Highmark Blue Cross, and this is not available in every part of the state, but it's in most parts, is $415 per stay. So if you're going for a day, a week, a month, or a year, it costs $415, and that's it. So how are you going to get to $7,500 or $8,000? So you ask me, well, Bob, what the heck is this at Medicare? Why do they have an out-of-pocket maximum? They have an out-of-pocket maximum because the Affordable Care Act requires it. There's another kind of plan, which I won't go into a lot of detail, but if you are just above, if you're really economically challenged and on Medicaid and also Medicare, you get what's called a special needs plan, which has lots of extra benefits on it. And besides the extra benefits, where you pay nothing for, all the medical stuff you do is free. You can even get the food and things like that we talked about earlier. But they have an out-of-pocket maximum of $8,000. But if you pay for nothing, how are you going to get the $8,000? That's because that law says all plans have to be rated for an out-of-pocket maximum. So Advantage plans have advantages, in my opinion, because you pay nothing and the co-payments are very low. Most of your primary doctors are free and specialists are $35, although there's a number of plans out there that are $20 or $25. If you say the hospital bill is the most expensive part. Now, you have to have a drug plan, and most Advantage plans have a drug plan. You can get it without a drug plan, depending on the type you get. I'm not going to get in a lot of detail there, but if you have a PFFS plan rather than HMO or a PPO or a cost plan, I'm getting too detailed here. You can get a separate drug plan. Now, if you're on a supplement plan, you have to have a separate drug plan. And there are drug plans out there right now. It's in most places now in the country from one company called WellCare out of Florida. It can be a premium as low as zero. Actually, last year in Pennsylvania, there were 50 cents. In Maryland, there were 40 cents. In Florida, there were zero. But they have excellent prices, and you're allowed to get special pricing if you have a drug plan. You also don't get fined by the government. That's one of the most important parts of the whole thing, right? So our company, actually, Health Markets, has kind of thrown up their hands about WellCare. But they are a great company. So what I do is I can offer you plans. This is my next commercial about to come up here. This is commercial number two. I am Bob Parker with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and I'm headquartered, the company's headquartered in Texas, but I'm headquartered in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, and I'm next to what's called the Giant Cow. Back in 1960, there was a dairy where my location is, and they sold ice cream and milk and all kinds of things, and they brought in about a 25 or 30-foot artificial cow, and the cow's still there, but the dairy's gone. So, when I advertise in Northeast PA, that's what I talk about. Next to the Giant Cow, come on, walk on in. We're not in an office building, we're in a shopping center. This is critical important. Our goal here is to be very open to the public and available to you all the time. So, but if you're in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, you're not going to drive all the way to Wilkes-Barre, but I can do a Zoom call with you. But if you go to Google and mark and ask for the Giant Cow, in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, you will find a picture of a giant cow. If you go to bobparkerhealth.com, you can see a picture of the giant cow with my wife and I standing underneath it. It's pretty blessedly big. And I actually rented the location 6 years ago just because of that giant cow, because it's so easy to explain where we're located. So you can call me at toll-free anywhere in Pennsylvania at 833-710-4797. And I will help you. If you don't talk to me, I have a, I call her my work wife. She's been with me 11 years now. Her name is Pat, and she does an excellent job of filling my calendar up all the time. And she's very good. She's also a licensed agent, but she doesn't write policies. But to be able to talk about policies, she has to be a licensed agent. So these are the options that you have as far as getting a hold of me. Go to bobparkerhealth.com. Or call me or walk into the store next to the giant cow in Wilkes-Barre, 833-710-4797. Get back into Medicare again. So we've talked about supplement plans and advantage plans. Now, this is going to drive you all nuts here, I know. It's just the nature of the beast. It's a complicated thing, but you can get it at, you can get a separate kind of a supplement plan to the advantage plan. Now, one of the things that's bad about the Advantage Plan, if you have to get hardware, like you have to have a wheelchair or a walker, you have to pay 20% of the cost of those things or one of those ladders that goes up the steps if it's covered in your plan. That could be expensive. I can't resolve the hardware question, but the other thing that's expensive is chemotherapy, because a lot of chemotherapy is outpatient, and you have to pay 20% of that. So you can buy a supplemental plan. This is not the supplement plan like if you have that versus an Advantage plan. This is a supplement to the Advantage plan, which would pay you if you have cancer or pay your hospital bills. It's a combination of different plans available from either Aetna. The plans I have available are from Aetna or from United Healthcare. I'm pretty sure several other companies have almost identical supplements to the Advantage plan you can get. Now, the one available from United Healthcare is also guaranteed issue no matter how ill you've been. If you're right now in the hospital for cancer, it's not going to pay you for the cancer while you're there. You have to wait a few years before it's going to pay for a repeat of the cancer. Let's hope you never have to have that repeat, that's for sure. So what we try to do here is talk about health insurance and Medicare insurance and those different kinds of things and how you can be successful getting that. And again, you're much safer, as you heard me say earlier, if you talk to somebody face-to-face. And that's why our company has, a lot of our agents have stores you can walk into versus working out of their house. But a lot of people who work out of the house have to start there before they can get a store. Because, you know, I have to pay my own rent for that location that I rented in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And I had just signed another 5-year lease. So I'm going to be working until I'm at least 81. And I'm, you know, so far the Lord has blessed me, and I can't thank him enough for that. And hopefully in the near future, I'll be able to move forward beyond that situation. And if this radio program continues to be successful outside of Northeast PA in both Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, I have an agent that wants me to expand into other areas of the country, in the region at least, not just in Pennsylvania. And I'm pretty wedded here in Pennsylvania because I married this Canadian wife. You know, I've talked about this a little bit before, but I'll talk about it again because we're still an introductor, and I'm introducing myself to you in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. I was raised in Lower Slower, Delaware. I went to the University of Delaware and majored in history and political science. I was very active in politics for a long time, until my third politician got in deep trouble. And that's when I got out of politics. I didn't want to end up in jail like some of them had. So my goal here in all these cases is to try to take care of you in your health concerns so you don't end up like I was. But that second wife I married has had some major extensive medical costs from an accident she had. And I found out very quickly that if you have a supplemental plan, which is available to your major plan, you're much safer than if you have just the major medical plan. Now, I have seen once in a while a group plan that gives you almost no costs, but there's very few of those available anymore. I had a couple of mechanics come into me who had a small group plan that they had for decades and started out at about $100, and now they're paying $1,200 and $1,300 a piece, and they're in their lower 60s. Well, they just, you know, as you get in your 60s, a lot of people think, I don't want to work as hard as I used to. In fact, they told me that, you know, they don't pull engines anymore. They don't pull transmissions anymore. They just do the other kinds of things. And they also don't want to pay that $1,300 or $1,400 per month for a group plan, even if the benefits are next to nothing. So I showed them how they could get a bronze plan before they go on Medicare for nothing, and then get supplements to that bronze plan. Or they also looked at a gold plan, which is very inexpensive. So this is what I do every day, and then I help them get into Medicare when they get to that age. I had another couple in recently who were very unhappy about a plan that they had, that the company took all their benefits, almost the company, the insurance company, took almost all their benefits out of the plan. This was their Medicare Advantage plan, so they converted to another company. And some of the other people that had that same plan, and we converted to simply a separate plan in the same company. What does all that mean? Well, I'm told to try to be light on my feet and try to get more jokes in, but this is really a time to explain Medicare and how Medicare works. And it's not an easy thing to do. So I have about six more minutes here. Let's see, 56, maybe more than 56. I have to record here every week for 54 minutes. That's correct. So the plans that I offer to people, I try to not only write you up on a plan, but also keep in communication with you during the year when things go wrong. And things go wrong all the time in medical billing. There are several hundred thousand medical codes, so a code for a Band-Aid on your toe is different than a Band-Aid on your head. And they sometimes get those codes wrong. And the people doing the coding are not necessarily the top of the heap. I'm being polite when I say it that way. I'm not saying they're not good people. But again, if you had a bad night the night before, didn't get enough sleep, the baby kept you up, you had an argument with your husband or wife, they go in, they code wrong, and then you get a bill and say, why do I owe all this money? That's half of my job. This time of year, during the annual period from October 15th to December 15th, I do about 75% of my total volume. The rest of the year, I do a whole lot less. I write 5 or 10 plans a day this time of year. During that other time of the year, from December 15th till the next October 15th, I write maybe 2 or 3 a week at the very most. So I help people with billing problems. That's half of my job. In the radio show here, I also talk about health. And on a regular basis, you're going to hear me talk about how important it is to try to stay healthy. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about sleep, because I never get enough sleep, but my wife seems to be capable of getting tons more sleep than I do. And how is that possible? Well, you know, by having a career as an independent business person, and even though I work with an agency, I'm not an employee, I'm an independent agent with that organization, I have to get constantly worry about competition and make care of my customers. So this time of year, I work 7 days a week. I have no choice. Yes, I go to church. I'm very much into my faith, but other times on Sundays, I don't. I have a number of rabbis that I take care of, and I can't talk to them on Saturdays, and they have quite a large number of official holidays that I can't talk to them, but they refer me people, and that's, you know, part of the game here is to make sure you have people there to help you along the way. In fact, I had one rabbi I talked to recently who just this last week had his 45th grandchild. Oh, my Lord, I have 3 grandkids. I only get to see one regularly. But I can't imagine 45 grandkids. Can you imagine a Christmas dinner with 45 grandkids and 8 or 9 parents and then their spouses? That's 16 parents, 45 grandkids. Whew, that's a lot of turkey. Anyway, our goal here is to help you make sure you don't end up in a situation like that, where you can't afford to pay the medical bill. And my goal is to make sure that you have coverage as inexpensively as possible that's going to give you the maximum possible coverage. So I also sell disability coverage for small groups. I have a small group in Harrisburg I'm quoting right now, getting ready to quote. They keep promising the information I need, but I can't seem to get it from them. They ask me for it, then they don't give me the data. I can't quote without the right data. So I can do this, help you with coverage for an individual pre-65 or Medicare. I can do small group plans. Small group is people less than 50 people in a company. And there's a whole lot of those companies out there, of course. And the goal there is to try to make sure that you are good to go and stay healthy. So sleep is a real problem when it comes to health. I've got a number of articles here which talk about sleep. And I all the health things I talk about, I'm not a doctor, but I talk about articles from, this article here is about from the National Institute of Health. And it talks about how to get a better night's sleep. They also, another article I have about the amount of people get too much sleep. I can't imagine that ever happening. I had a lady call me the other day at about 7:45. She said, I'm sorry to wake you up. Wake me up. I've been up since 5 o'clock. Anyway, according to the National Institute of Health, if you want to have better health, okay, to get more sleep, what you have to do is a number of things. Number one, stick to a sleep schedule, which means you go to bed almost the same time and you get up almost the same time every blessed day. So you can actually live without an alarm if you have to have one. That's number one. This is from an article, and I'll send you a copy of it if you call me on the phone or write me through bobparkerhealth.com. Get some exercise during the day. Now, if you heard me say, I used to be a runner. I was a very good runner. I'm not a fast runner, but I love running. I love running a lot. But 13 years ago, I had some pneumonia, and that kind of blew my lungs out. And I've had a doctor recently tell me that I have blood vessel problems in my legs that could help me with breathing, too. So, number one, get on a sleep schedule. Number two, get a little bit of exercise. Now, all I do for exercise now is mostly walk. And I need to get back to lifting weights again. Go outside. Get 30 minutes of sunshine a day. And I know some days you don't have any sunshine, but you still get outside and breathe the air. Another thing, as far as getting better sleep goes, the article from the National Institute of Health says, get rid of the nicotine. Oh, you mean you're going to tell me to stop smoking? Yes, that's what I'm going to tell you. Listen, I smoked as a kid. Back in those days, everybody smoked. You'd go to restaurants, there'd be a cloud. In fact, they had special cleaning companies that actually cleaned just the ceilings, the walls, and restaurants because there's so much tobacco smoke. That's how bad tobacco used to be compared to what it is today. So what goes on in that regard is try to get off the nicotine. You know, there's patches available. There's all kinds of things to help you get off nicotine. You know, I quit when they got to 50 cents a pack. And what are they, 8 or 10 or 12 bucks now a pack? It's incomprehensible how expensive they are. But it's a terrible addiction. So if you want better sleep, get off the nicotine. Another thing you can get off of is caffeine. So these are the general things I'm trying to get into your head here that you have to take care of. Call me at 877, and we're in Pennsylvania, 710-4797. Or go to bobparkerhealth.com, and I'll be happy to help you in any way I can get you better health coverage or help you with your medical bills. This is Bob Parker, and I certainly hope you have a blessed day and you put your faith and trust in God for all the things you do. Listening to the Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Show and Health Show from Bob Parker. Thank you for listening. Every Monday, right here, 10 to 11 a.m. on WWDB, Philadelphia's best radio station, you're going to hear me, Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance. I've been doing this in Northeast PA for 3 years on the radio, 33 years in the industry, though. So if you want to hear about health insurance, life insurance, and Medicare insurance, listen to this station every Monday, 10 to 11. Go to bobparkerhealth.com or call me at 570-606-3236. It's 570-606-3236.
Since 1965, Barry Reisman has hosted a one-of-a-kind program celebrating Jewish music from popular to klezmer and the glorious history of Philadelphia's storied neighborhoods and communities. Sit back, relax, and listen as we celebrate Barry, a radio legend and broadcast pioneer Hall of Famer, with a classic episode of music, interviews, and stories. It's the best of Barry.
Florida, somebody posted on there on your site that he was listening to my show in his car while he was driving in Palm Beach, Florida, on his smartphone. So it's really all over the place. Well, what we were going to talk about today, Harris Bookfur, is I guess a combination of things that are still in Northeast Philadelphia, because over the past 20 or 30 years, things have changed in Northeast. There are a lot of stores, a lot of places, a lot of synagogues that aren't there anymore. Some still are. And maybe even talk about some things that aren't in Northeast Philadelphia. But I know the followers of that Facebook site love talking about that. That subject always brings a whole bunch of posts. So maybe you want to mention a few, just give us some memories of things that were here and things that are here.
Well, think about this. In 2014, you can go to Northeast Philly on any given weekend, purchase a stove from Singer Appliances.
Singer the Swinger. I used to advertise them. We used to call them Singer the Swinger.
You can get the installation items you need for the stove at S&H Hardware.
Yeah, on Castor Avenue.
Yep. You can stop in the Lenny's for a hot dog, head over to Famous and purchase food for Sunday brunch, pick up knishes and cake from Lipkins for dessert. You can wake up Sunday morning, heat the knishes in your Singer stove, then have a brunch with Barry Reisman's Jewish radio show.
Hey, that's nice.
While reading the Jewish Exponent.
Then
you can enjoy sipping Frank's soda while wearing, some of us will wear clothes recently purchased at Elegance by Edith. You're still hungry, you could stop at Country Club for a cheesecake. Saturday night, where everybody would go to the local delis, they would get their newspaper, they would get their food for Sunday morning, and that was one dynamic of going to the deli. The other dynamic that people talk about is the people that work behind the counter were the heart and soul of Northeast. They talked to everybody. They knew who was getting divorced. They knew who was going to pass away. And part of the fee that you paid for the food was the ability to go in and kibitz with the people from the deli.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful.
This is a labor of love for you, Harris. I mean, you just do this as a part-time hobby, right?
Yes. I had mentioned before that my mother was the balabusta, and we'd go to country club 7 days a week, and my father was really into the religion, and basically, it's just an honor for me to continue to keep the site alive and active. I founded it to basically honor the memory of my parents. And my parents are the people that taught me everything and put this into motion to make it happen.
Northeast Philadelphia is its own. There was a time many decades ago when there was a movement to have the Northeast become its own, secede from Philadelphia. I don't know if you remember that, and be its own little town.
Yes, I do remember that. I believe the key driver was the tax base at one time in the Northeast. It was very, very strong, and I believe the people in the Northeast felt that they weren't getting the services and I don't know if it's representation, but based on the amount of tax revenue that they generated, they probably could have seceded. I believe that was the main reason why.
I remember back years, and I've been doing this show for a long time, as you know, I guess about 80 or 90% of my advertisers were in Northeast Philadelphia. You could go up and down Castor Avenue and Bustleton Avenue and all the shopping centers, and that's where you'd find a lot of my advertisers. Some of them are still, a few of them are still in business. Most of them are gone now, but Northeast was a different place back 30 years ago, 20 years ago. It's changed.
Yeah. Someone made a post a few days ago, and she talked about the stores that weren't around anymore and how it was part of an event to leave her home and walk around it. And she mentioned like four or five stores. And then I started thinking about what we used to do as children. And basically on a Saturday morning, you would get up. You may play on the street with your friends, but sometime during the day, there would be a migration to Cottman Avenue or Bustleton Avenue,
right,
to the mall or to the stores. Like you would automatically either go to the Roosevelt Mall or the Cottman Bustleton Center. and do what you had to do, meet friends, go out to lunch, and come home. There was never a need for a car. You didn't take a bus. You could walk 2 miles and not even think about it. And, you know, that was our routine for years and years and years. It was wonderful.
I printed out a page. There are so many different pages, but I printed out some things from growing up Jewish in Northeast Philly. And here are some people mentioned some places that I remember. There was the Penn Fruit, the Food Fair, Leon's Barbershop, the Castor movies. There are a bunch of movies along Castor Avenue. I don't know. Are there any left? I don't know if there are any movie theaters there now.
No. There were three major movie theaters from Cotman South to Oxford Circle. They're gone. I think there may be one or two movie theaters still around, but the three major ones that I remember are no longer there. There was also the Mervyn in Frankfurt and Cotman, and there were several others. The fact that I'm speaking to you right now, you've been with us for 49 years, and I had mentioned to you multiple times that my Sunday mornings are not complete without listening to your show. And when I listen to your show, I always have memories of being in the kitchen in Northeast Philadelphia with my family, having family brunch and having music play, and my father getting up and dancing or singing. And this went on for years. And then you will play the music that I remember hearing as a child, and it brings back phenomenal memories. So you're one of the biggest icons from the past that's still around, and I can't thank you enough for doing what you do.
A little bit of reminiscing. You are tuned to WWDB AM 860 and WWDBAM.com. This is Barry Reisman. Thanks for listening to this special edition of The Best of Barry.